Well, one of the ways that we financed the streetscape was asking for people to support us with sponsorships of benches and garbage cans and street lights, and they were generally pretty expensive. But we also wanted to give people the opportunity to be a part of the process in a different kind of way, a less expensive way, and a personal way. So we decided that we would have squares that would be located in front of some of the buildings that might have been significant to certain people through the history. And those squares would have indigenous plants and animals on them. So we looked at the plants and animals that were indigenous to the area and tried to pick out the ones that we thought were most common here, or that the people had in their memory as something from their childhood. So we offered a variety. People didn't just get to choose anything in the world, but we offered a variety and let people choose what they wanted and they thought was most significant to them. They could choose a plant or an animal, and one of several, and the names of the plants and animals would be on that, so that people coming by would know what they were and figure why they were chosen. And then the blocks would also be engraved with the "in honor of" or "in memory of," so that we had people who had relatives who owned certain stores, and they wanted their block in front of the stores, or they had some relationship to the cave or the theater. So it really became like a walk of memories down through the sidewalk for us.